Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. We're going to talk a little bit today about one of my favorite subjects, and that's therapy dog work.
Therapy dogs.
Yeah,
You like
man.
therapy dogs?
Yeah, a
Maybe a
little
little,
bit,
huh?
just a little bit. That's what about one of the things that takes up a whole big hunk of my personal time. It's my favorite volunteer thing right now, but yeah, just wanted to let our listeners get them thinking about, got a new year coming. What can you do with your dogs? And doing outreach in your own community with your dog, I think, is just a fabulous, fabulous way to spend some time.
There's a lot of places you can do it too.
Well, there are, and not always just the traditional things like hospitals and elder care. One of the things I think I should probably address first off, some people don't know the difference between a service and a therapy dog. So we'll define that first. A service dog is a dog who helps someone who is disabled. And that dog has rights through the Americans with Disabilities Act, will usually be in vest, and is allowed anywhere in public in the United States that a human being is allowed. So that's a service dog. A therapy dog is a dog who visits all those wonderful places with his handler, whether it be hospitals, nursing homes, all kinds of things that we'll talk about in a minute. He will also usually be in vest with his handler. His vest will say, either ask to pet me or please pet me. A service dog's vest will say, please don't pet me because I'm working. So that therapy dog is only allowed in a place that your pet is allowed, unfortunately. So in our area, therapy dogs are allowed like in stores at our pet-friendly mall. Bass Pro, we keep giving them plugs. We love Bass Pro. They are dog-friendly. We take our therapy dogs in there and work them all the time. It's a great place to train dogs. They're allowed in, parks and that sort of thing, but not in restaurants, nothing like that.
Some of the restaurants, if you have outdoor seating, are okay with it.
That's true. So you need to check if you have, if it's the weather's nice where you are and a restaurant has an outdoor patio, give a call ahead of time and ask if you can take your dog there. So at any rate, getting back to therapy dogs, these guys do amazing things for people. They finally figured out that scientifically, yes, they do. A dog can lower blood pressure. They are the best anti-anxiety drug on the market. They make people smile. They make people just kind of forget about their troubles for a while. They can even be used in animal-assisted therapy where they assist, for example, an occupational therapist in working with a person. And so what they're able to give with you as their handler is huge. And in the United States, there are three organizations through which you can register your therapy dog. You have to test with your dog to do this. They are Therapy Dogs International, Therapy Dogs Inc., and Delta Society. And we'll put those links up on the website. We also invite you to join our Therapy Dog Facebook group. We try to keep folks informed of what's involved in training your therapy dog, in testing with your therapy dog, and then just discussions and that sort of thing. And we love throwing photographs of our therapy dogs up there. It's called Life's Journey Therapy Dogs, and just do a keyword search on Facebook.
Right, and it's a very active group. I mean, and there's new pictures up there every week, and usually a lot of chatter going on. I know Paul's been cranking out
He's having a party, man.
the
One of our teammates, Paul, has five, count them, five Newfoundlands,
work. A lot of
and
big dogs.
it is, and that's it. That's where I had Thanksgiving dinner, and I would tell you what, it's like having one. It really makes no difference. They take turns making their way around to get petted. They're very, very cool dogs. But he has so far two of his dogs registered
Nice.
As therapy dogs, and what's wonderful about Newfoundlands is they cart, and he takes his carting Newfs into especially hospitals to the pediatrics wards, and they deliver stuff. They deliver, like on Easter, they may deliver Easter bags of candy and that sort of thing. it's just a wonderful thing to see a Noof coming out of an elevator pulling a cart,
it's
going
very
to the
cool.
kids.
And the look on people's faces, most people have never seen that.
Right.
It's just
and
amazing.
They just soften them up. And, you know, if it is, for example, a pediatric ward, think what it does for any parents and staff who happen to be there. I mean, you've just made their day. I understand one of the things Paul is going to try to do in one of our hospitals is actually take the kids when they're having to have tests and that sort of thing, that he can take them in the cart with a Newfoundland pulling the cart to the test.
Cool.
How neat is that? All of a sudden, something that's like so stressful becomes, cool, man, Nana the Newfoundland took me for my test. Did she take you for your test? I mean, this is just such great stuff.
That's so cool.
And I think what's happening with our group, and I'm sure this is going on in a lot of places in this world, but we're trying to be really creative and not just do dog visits. There's nothing wrong with that, but
sure.
You can do so much more. The carting with the Noofs works great in elder care communities. You should see these old people when you go in, you're going down the hall delivering chocolates, you know. And what we do in that case is we take another therapy dog or two with us because the Noof pulling the cart can't go into anybody's room to be petted.
Reverse is rough on that.
Reverse is a real bummer, man. So last Easter, for example, Murph followed Nana around, or maybe it was Denali. I can't remember. One of them.
I think it was Denali.
Yeah, because we did chocolate therapy.
Because
Denali's a chocolate Newfoundland, and Murphy's a chocolate lab, or a shaved chocolate Newfoundland. Sometimes we think he's that. They look like brothers. And so, yeah, you're right. So Denali pulled the cart. Murphy popped into folks' rooms and gave him a little bit of chocolate therapy. So those kinds of things are fabulous. We are getting ready, hopefully, to start our Pause to Read program with our therapy dog group,
nice.
Where the dogs can go to libraries, maybe bookstores, and children who are having problems with reading can read a story to a dog. How cool is that?
I think that's a neat program, personally.
I do.
You got to have the right therapy dog.
Right. The dog's got to be willing to lie down and like hold the book open while the kid reads the book and retain everything in case they don't finish the book on week one, so he gets it when they read it the second half on week two.
Pay attention, there'll be a test.
That's right. We're also probably 8-9 months into therapy dog work in our local domestic violence shelter, which just thrills me to death.
Right, and when you really spearheaded that, and now
yep.
Paul's doing it.
And Andrea's going to be doing it.
Okay.
As soon as her Noof, Argente, gets her paperwork back. She's passed the test.
Nice.
And as soon as her paperwork comes in with her ID, then she'll be there. And as soon as Sue gets Shay registered, she will be there. So we'll have 4 dog teams working within the domestic violence community.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
That's really awesome.
And we have a meeting coming up with the folks who run the place. And we're going to see how we can add to what we're doing at Safe Harbor. What is just amazing to me is these kids, you don't know what's going on in their lives, but for an hour and a half, if they get to hang out with the dog, they forget about what's going on in their lives that's bad. And one of the moms at this particular place told me that her little girl, every time she sees either a black or a brown dog, a big one, she goes, "Is that Murphy?" Because she's just one of his original pals. And you know, when you walk in with a 90-pound dog, or in Paul's case, what, 110-pound, 120-pound dog?
Yeah.
And you see these tiny little kids, you know, 4 and 5 and 6 years old, come barreling up and throw their arms around the dog. You know, there's no fear. They're just happy. It's a fabulous thing. So the bottom line, folks, is if you want to do some therapy dog work, get yourself involved with a team. You can go, if you like, to the Association of Pet Dog Trainers online. That will give you lists of trainers in your area who are positive dog trainers, mm-hmm. if you need to amp up those obedience skills. And then just get it done and get those pups out and, you know, just give joy to people who might not have so much today.
So for folks who are thinking about this, mm-hmm. now, obedience training
yep.
is a must.
Yep.
Canine Good Citizen is required or optional?
It's optional,
but
it's
a good
place to start.
Right, it's a good pretest.
It is.
And then the testing with whichever group that you decide to test
right.
with.
And the key thing with both service and therapy dogs is twofold. Like you said, it's obedience training and it's temperament.
Mm-hmm.
If your dog doesn't have that sweet temperament, you know, probably go do something else with your dog. Because they have to be able to interact with people who perhaps have physical limitations, the elderly, mm-hmm. little kids. So they have to be very gentle and very controlled when they're in those environments. So temperament, training, rock on.
Cool.
All right, guys.
All right.
That's it for today. Get out there and have a great time with your dogs.
See ya.